This goes to Matthew Larsen, L-A-R-S-E-N, P-A-C. Fax is 616-696-4860 regarding Diane Fish, F-I-S-H. Date of birth 5/6/1957. Dear Mr. Larsen, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Fish with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary to chronic interstitial nephritis and chronic hypotension. Her last visit was June 28th of 2021. She's had severe stress in her life. Several family members currently have cancer and are very ill. And she had a sister-in-law who was very depressed and actually hung herself in the patient's home within the last 6 months. So she's still very, very distressed about that. She's trying to eat better, but she realizes that stress has caused a lot of problems for her. She has not been as careful with her diet as she knows she should be. Her weight is down 3 pounds since her last visit. She does have chronic nausea, so she's very careful with what type of medications or supplements that she takes. No dysphagia, no vomiting, though. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations, but she does have dizziness when her blood pressure gets low, secondary to her POTS, capital P, capital O, capital T, capital S. She does follow a high-sodium diet and drinks a lot of fluid to help keep her blood pressure up. No edema or claudication symptoms, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, she's on Renvela, Renvela is 800 milligram, one before each meal. She takes sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day. A Meyer brand Sertrazine, it's a generic Zyrtec, one daily, 10 milligrams, and Phenergan is 25 milligram every 6 hours as needed for nausea. Physical exam, weight is 162 pounds, blood pressure 96 over 69. The patient's color is good. She has no dyspnea at rest, no obvious distress during the visit. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 3rd of 2021. Creatinine is 2.49, which is stable. Electrolytes are normal, sodium 141, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 28, calcium 9.0, phosphorus 4.0, albumin is 3.8, hemoglobin 14.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Chronic interstitial nephritis caused the acute renal failure, which has stabilized at stage 4 chronic kidney disease. Chronic hypotension secondary to POTS, which is also stable. The patient will continue to have lab studies done monthly. She also will continue to consume fluids as she's used to doing, and she'll... She won't restrict sodium due to the chronic hypotension. And she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.